Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're right next to the World Headquarters.
Yeah, we're close.
Actually live at Fisherman's Landing right here for Tackle Day. It's on now.
Yeah, it's on.
It's really on, yeah, for sure. All the booths are pretty much set up. They're ready to roll. And the incredible sale going on here with a lot of great people, and there's a lot of people down here. So get on down here, and I got to tell you, this could be one of the most unprecedented giveaway days here, but
you're not kidding.
Yeah, and we've got such a great variety. I mean, we've heard from so many great people. We have Steve Carson sitting here. We have Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine. We have Bill Kavanaugh. I mean, we're going through them here today.
Yeah,
and that's the advantage of doing this live broadcast at Tackle Day. It's a lot going on.
That's always one of my fun ones. Everybody will ask, you know, the week later, who do you have on the air for Tackle Day? And we kind of have everybody. You know,
yeah.
Everybody.
Whoever wants to step it up.
The who's who of the saltwater tackle industry is here today in the parking lot. I mean, every major saltwater brand is represented, and so it's fun to get to, you know, pick all our buds and, hey, well, you know, what's going on here? It's a fun day. And like you said, the prizes are just
Tell us first of that was a bonus that thanks to John at CalStar just handed me this morning. Said, here's a $500 rod to give away.
Yeah, well, what we're giving away today from CalStar is a brand new 800 double extra heavy rod. You know, that's a rod that, I mean, so popular with the guys fishing that bigger bluefin, fishing a Guadalupe. It's a reel that it's a rod that you would fish, you know, 50 to 80 pound line on, but it's an 8 foot rod, so you got really good casting distance. The fish stays away from the boat, but tons of power. I mean, awesome. Yeah, like you say, a $500 rod from our buds at CalStar. Unbelievable. And, I mean, we could have sold 100 of those this year. They're so difficult to get. So generous of those guys. You know, they're working
very
their butts
generous.
Off, kicking rods out.
And they've been part of us for 30 years, and John just said it's our way to thank you guys for all the support, and we thank them.
That's awesome.
Building the best.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then in addition to that, again, as we've talked about all week, a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's a brand new frame style. These guys right here called the Equator with the brand new Hawaii Lava lens. I know you've talked so highly about that.
I love that.
That new red lens. Awesome, awesome prize. And then if that wasn't enough, a handmade Anza fillet knife.
So I mean, three winners.
Yeah, amazing,
yeah.
Amazing
drawn
prizes.
From guys here. So that's going to be great. And time for the catch report. But before I jump in the catch report, Marcus Medak from the Luloan has a little bonus to add from Adam's report. Good morning, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, again, congratulations on good going on that, saving those people, because I know you were the guy that found him. You saw that dim light, and way to go on that.
Yeah, when Pete mentioned that it was, you know, that the new Luann was on the air to give a report, you had a full standing applause here from everybody in town. So, yeah, I want to say the same. Good going, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it was, well, kind of told the story a lot of times at this point, but, yeah, no, I just feel pretty thankful that I happened to be in the right place at the right time, because the story would have had a very different ending otherwise, I think. So it was, luck. A lot
for
of
sure.
Times it's way better to be lucky than good. So
there you go.
That up to.
Isn't that the truth?
But anyway, the main reason I was calling, I've had a hole in my schedule here in mid-November for Thanksgiving week. I've sort of been holding on to it, kind of gauge to see what the fishing is like. You know, we got no interest in taking people out for a boat ride, but we have in the past had spectacular fishing late November, and it sure, you know, especially after I talked to Adam this morning, it sure seems like it's shaping up for that to be a very real potential here. So we added a day and three quarter trip that departs on Monday the 22nd. You get back the morning before Thanksgiving, the 24th, I think it is. And I know guys have had trouble being able to get a spot on the boat here this year. We've ended up with a lot more charters than we used to have in the old days, so can't wait till the last minute. But anyway, we have a new trip that we just opened up. We'll be leaving early in the morning, so we'll be able to get at least one full night of fishing out there, and it's pretty far, so you don't get much the second night, but, you know, you get an hour or two before you have to take off, and then you get a whole day of fishing, so it's potentially a very good trip.
Wow, and that's available now. How do we book that trip, Marcus?
Call Point Loma Sport Fishing or do it online, pointlomasportfishing.com or newlowandsportfishing.com. Either one, you can just do it right online. It's probably the easiest. Or call the landing over there and talk to whoever's working in the office. I think Scott's there right now. Somebody else will be there later.
All right. Great. And you better get on it because I can pretty much guarantee that trip's going to fill because your schedule, as we heard from Adam, is pretty much filled for the month, right?
Yeah, I thought we had a couple of cancellations, but I looked at the schedule here this morning, and yeah, we got nothing till next year.
All right, well, that's the trip.
Yeah.
If they keep biting into December, we'll have trips in December, but I got to gauge that a little bit. We'll do that a little bit shorter notice because, like I said, we're not interested in going out there if we don't have a real chance to catch fish.
Great. Well, thanks, Captain Marcus Medak. Great to hear from you, and thanks for that. New trip added just before Thanksgiving. What a great way to have some Thanksgiving bluefin, huh?
I'll take that over a turkey anytime.
Hey, appreciate that very much, Marcus. Nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good to hear from you guys.
All right.
Good show. And have fun at Tackle Days there. That's always a good time.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate it, Marcus. All right. Hey, with that, we're going to roll right into our FishDope.com catch report sponsored by Summit Gasoline. They've got discount Everingham Brothers live bait gift certificates, ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and the best price on gas and diesel in town. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Very easy in and out with your boat trailer. And for a limited time, get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right, 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get gas and load up on everything that you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline right at the Sports Arena in San Diego. We're going to kick off, or continue, I should say, with our catch report. Talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Bishop of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Pete and all your guests out there. And hey, buddy, I just want to offer congratulations to you and Doug and your whole team for putting together your Tackle Day event. And Mike Lum said it so well earlier in the show. It's crazy selling items at a discount that it's possible to find all year. But, you know, for that reason, I'm sure you're going to have an absolutely incredible day, and it's why you guys at Fisherman's Landing got that stellar reputation you do. I just think it's awesome. Congratulations to all you guys.
Great to hear. That's nice of you to say, buddy. Thank you.
You should see all the people here. I mean, all the vendors and stuff, Mark. It's great.
Especially for an event that doesn't start for another 45 minutes.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure you're going to have a great time. I wish you could be there. But so as to some fishing, now you guys already heard about that bluefin out there on the Tanner and Cortez like that. They're still biting. It's just an incredible thing. And, you know, it's nice that it's a mix of some catchable size and some tanker grade size to tear up your tackle. You better take your big rigs if you guys are going out there. But what's really interesting sidebar right now, a sidebar story to this bluefin bonanza here, is what's happening up north right now. This week, I had one customer come in. He bought some pros and flyers, and I just asked him, hey, are you going out to Tanner Cortez? Nope, Monterey. And another guy comes in buying a couple cedar plugs, and same thing. Monterey, his buddy had around 200 pounds trolling cedar plugs. And another guy was asking about downriggers, and I just said, let me guess, Monterey. It's crazy the volume that those guys have up there. It's the same mix of fish that we have here, all the way from catchable sizes up to tackle busters. I don't think they've got a 300 yet, but they're going to as they're getting it figured out. And what's really interesting, though, is that a lot of their fish are caught trolling deep with downriggers. They're trolling nomads, Rapalas, cedar plugs, and live mackerels deep on downriggers. So it's something to think about for down here, another dimension maybe there. And closer to home, in terms of some good news, we got a little more squid showing up. There's some showing up there at the county line. some out in front of Redondo, a dab on the front side of Catalina, and more even on the front side of Clemente and a little bit there in the cove at Clemente, which bodes well for our wintertime yellow fishing. And of more import still, a little bit better signal on the deep drop swordfish here. There were several fish caught this week. You guys got really the best deal right there on the lower end of the nine, man. Those guys are getting them. And, man, that's this week's report. I'll let you guys get back to your Tackle Day festivities, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. And,
great,
of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach or in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station, and the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com with more and more pictures of some of this new bait tank stuff we're building there. We're just, and guys, let me just mention here for you guys that are thinking about doing something with bait tanks in some kind of an upgrade after this season, you want to get ready for next season. Do not think that we are slow at this time of year on that side of the business. The business slows down.
The business slows down.
It does not on the other side of our business.
Yeah. So I take it from me. I mean, I even had to wait quite a while for a bait tank. So order it
right now. We put you at the head of the schedule.
Order if you want it for next summer, order today.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. Best bait tanks in the business, no doubt. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mark. All right, let's roll on down the beach now over to San Diego and C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you enjoying the morning so far?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is cranking. Yeah. We're having a great time.
Perfect. Well, the fishing picked up definitely this week. Like, we kind of knew it would. Things got a little bit back on track there. Seeing bluefin, yellowfin, seeing yellowtail in the mix there, the San Diego, still catching that yellowtail on the full days. They're sneaking some bluefin in there still. And we're talking, you know, going into November here, they're still catching bluefin on there. And so I think we've been catching those things since, what, March, April? Like, they're just having some great fishing. So it's overnights, a day and a half and longer, they're seeing bluefin, yellowtail. So if you skipjack in there. And I think this is definitely the kids' week here. We had two really nice fish come back. Riley, a young lady on the Polaris Supreme last weekend, caught a 310-pound bluefin.
Wow,
on the boat.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
And it was just such a nice fish. And her dad were they just loved that, and they did such a good job with that. And then later in the week, we had a 10-year-old Jackson come back, and he had a 222-pound bluefin coming off the boat there off the Pacific. So, I mean, man, the kids were just dominating this week, and that's great. And if you go to our socials there, Seaforth Landing, we have pictures up there if you want to check out those fish those guys caught. But that's just a good example of how fishing's going. We've got those nice casual 40, 50-pounders. We've got 200-plus and sneaking in that occasional 300-pound-plus fish there. So definitely check the schedule, seaforthlanding.com. Have all those trips up there. Half day if you just want to get out on the water, catch some nice bottom fish, a little bit of calico bass in the mix there. The full day's on to San Diego, get those yellowtails, still have a shot of bluefin. If you want to go on those longer trips of one day, day and a half, some 2 and 3 days in there, you can get a shot at just about everything right now. You can make the reservations right online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Like I said, check out socials, Instagram, all the pictures up there, and those are all Seaforth Landing.
Hey, great. That sounds great. And, man, time to go fishing, and the weather is phenomenal, and fishing is good. So thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Hey, we're having
fun. We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. That's going to wrap up our catch port today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can also purchase fresh fish, smoke and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. They're now open at their brand new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And I should say, Sean is always a part of the whole Fisherman's Landing or Fisherman's Processing family, always a part of Tackle Days. They have 4 long range boats today and all that local bluefin that's being caught. They have literally every hand on deck Wheeling Knives and Cutting and Dealing Fish Show. They are not here today, but the showroom very much is open. And if you haven't been to the new Fisherman's Processing location and you're down at Tackle Days, it's a couple miles away. Totally worth checking out. Yeah, they got a great retail location if you want to buy some more rubs and smoked cheeses and all that kind of stuff. So
and
highly recommend checking out. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's all out.
Yeah,
all
they do a great job.
So be sure to go by there. Now, I'm going to mention this. It's 8:20-ish right now. When we take our 8:30 break, we're not going to take any more cards. So if you want to have a chance to win that CalStar rod, you want to have a chance to win that Maui Jim sunglass, you want to have a chance to win that Anza Filet Knife, see Tommy or Gary, and get in on the drawing, because at 8:30 we're going to cut that off. And Kevin Kelly, thank you for being so patient, waiting through the catch report, West Coast Marine.
It's
good morning.
It's always good to hear that.
Yeah, man, I mean, you talk about Tackle Day going on, and, you know, it's fishing rack. Last couple weeks, because of weather and stuff, it's been a little... all of a sudden, everything busts loose, and it all happens right now, and Tackle Day is happening. So you're here with a couple of... one big Parker, and then you got my 18-footer, right?
Yep. I trailered down a 28 this morning and launched it, so it's in the water. It's a sold boat, customer's boat, and he came with me. But it's a really nice gray hull... 2820 Parker.
It's right down on the Fisherman's Landing dock.
Right on the dock.
Okay, and then we'll get my 18 over there here.
Yeah, we'll pull that over there
pull
in
that
a little
over.
While.
You can check that. I scrubbed it down for you, too.
Okay, good.
I love that little 18, man. I'm telling you, it is such a great boat. And for a small bay boat or lobster hooping or, you know, we use a lot for surfing and stuff like that, it's a great boat. But all the Parker boats are just amazing.
They're in short supply right now, like everything else in the world. And they have cut back on some of the models so that they can concentrate on the most...
the stars.
The ones that sell the most of, the 2320s, the 2520s, and that stuff.
Yeah.
But they are taking orders, and I have quite a few boats, well, quite a few, maybe... seven or eight boats still that are unspoken for
for the
massive boats that I've already ordered and sold. And they're just, you know,
just
coming
seven
in.
Or eight.
What's that?
That's it.
That's
seven
it out of 34 or something like
so
that.
So that's your total allotment for 2022.
Yep. And...
and you have seven boats to sell in 2022.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So
it's like everybody asks, how's things going? I just keep telling them I'm selling boats I don't have. I have them on order, but they're not on the lot.
So if somebody orders one of those boats that you have the slots, when are they going to get it?
It just depends on which one. They would probably be more spring, early summer.
Okay, so you'd get them by prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That's cool.
And so if you're going to be here today for the whole day.
All day.
Taking people that you're here in the parking lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can come up and talk to you about setting it up. And the cool thing about ordering the boat is you can customize it the way you want it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Even though some of the boats might already be on order, we still have time to change the color of the hull or engine combinations or, you know, gear that goes on them. So.
I say this story all the time, but it's worth saying again. You know, when we bought our boat from Kevin, he talked us into a couple, but I always think more importantly out of quite a few options. You know, it's so nice ordering a boat with a guy that knows the ins and outs. And, you know, we thought, okay, well, we should get this seat. And he's like, no, you know, save your money this way. Don't order this. You want this, and that, you know, that kind of thing. And he worked so easy with us. It was just awesome. It was such a good experience buying our Parker. And I always think that's like the sign of a great person that's got your back. When they're trying to talk you out of spending money that you don't need to, like, you could have just taken our order as is and saved us several hundred dollars on how we outfitted our boat. And, yeah, I mean, it's an easy experience to work with.
Everybody has got their own... you know, criteria of what they need on their boat. So,
and
we just, you know, walk them through the process and say, how are you going to use the boat and all this, you know, we can make it dialed in just for them.
That's it.
This 28 that you have here today is the biggest Parker they make, right?
Yes.
And are those still, do you have any slots for those?
Maybe one on order. Then.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, maybe.
That was a very unsure
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. And what is that? Just curious, what's that powered with, that 28? Because that's a big boat.
It's twin 300s.
Twin 300s. And yeah. What kind of speed you get on that boat?
Low, mid-40s.
Wow.
If you want to go that fast.
If you want to, yeah.
You know, going here.
You to, have it if you want
yeah,
it.
Yeah, going here to the bait barge or yeah. something like that. But
and that Yamaha 300 is such a great motor.
Yeah,
motors,
and so. These are the new, newer 300 engines from Yamaha
okay.
that have that exhaust in the prop that when you're in reverse, it dissipates so you're not trying to back up onto your own bubbles. Out of the prop.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
that's cool.
Yeah. So these are some newer technical innovations, and this has the latest of the fly-by-wire controls.
Yeah.
This is like the third generation.
Okay.
And they're very sensitive.
Yeah.
Bringing the boat over here, you got to be really careful.
So you launch in the Shelter Island, you have it in the slip here at Fisherman's Landing.
Yes.
Then we'll get that 28 or the 18 over there. And so if you want to come and see it, just come into the. Are you going to be in the parking lot here? Or are you going to be down on the boat?
We'll probably be both.
Back and forth.
Yeah, there's my other guys coming. So
feel free to be see at the
we'll
booth or walk down to Fisherman. Go by the cast. Make a cast.
Yeah, go to
casting
contest.
And walk down and check out the Parkers in the water.
Exactly.
All right. Kevin, you've been such a great supporter of Let's Talk Hookup, and we're proud Parker owners, both Ricky and I. And you keep up the
and
good
there's
work.
More.
Keep up the good
yeah, the
work.
Whole, the whole tackle store.
Yeah, that's it.
You
yeah.
got most of us.
Yeah, for sure. All right,
thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate
yeah, thank
that
you.
Very much. All right, here, I got the keys to the boat here.
Okay.
Hey, Pete.
I was going to say, speaking of 40 knots, that's Pete Grossbeck speed.
Yeah. Pete Grossbeck, what's up?
We go more than 40 to the bait barge, though.
Yeah. What's up, Pete?
Nothing. Just talked to Ricky yesterday and going down the boat, stopped by, say hi.
Yeah. So where you been?
Where haven't I been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got our, we spilled a new 54 Viking.
Okay.
That we built for Cabo, just a kind of a day boat for there.
Yeah.
And we finally got it delivered. I've been back in Florida outfitting it, got it on a ship, got it off the ship, got it to Cabo and fished it a couple days down there, and so it's all set.
Okay.
Getting the 72 ready to go back to Costa Rica next month, put it on a ship next month.
Wow.
You, we had Captain Dave Hansen on the show a couple weeks ago, and I know they're in the process of building a new Viking, and you know, he had joked that, you know, when he's like, oh, I don't really know what I need, but Pete's built so many of these things in the last couple of years that I just don't really know what I'm supposed to get. I just asked Pete if I, you know, what my rail's supposed to look like and what my deck's supposed to be like and where my bait tank's supposed to be. But you guys, I know, have we've joked that, you know, you got to have a room in the Viking facility because this is a third or fourth boat in a row that you guys have built in
four.
In about as many years, right?
Yeah. We've been pretty lucky to be involved with a gentleman that, you know, has been. He likes them.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got a 44 for him, 44 Viking that's up in Half Moon Bay. And it's got crab pullers and downriggers, and it's just meant for crabbing and salmon fishing, and did a little albacore fishing, not this summer, but last summer. And then we have the 72 that we'll send back to Costa Rica, and we're going to do Cocos Island in February.
Cool.
And then the 54 will stay in Cabo and just use it as their day boat out of there.
Wow. So you just fished the Bisbee, right?
Oh, gosh. Along with everybody else.
Yeah. And so what was that like?
It was
like,
frustrating.
Huh?
It, you know,
what happened? I mean, the fish were just not there.
No, they were there. They were there right before it. The first day of that Los Cabos.
Yeah.
There was a couple blocks caught, some more lost, some quite a bit of scene conditions were good. And that hurricane, the one before it, went right through San Jose.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt next day people fishing, basically.
Yeah.
This one... Pamela, I think it was.
Yeah.
Went between Cabo and Vallarta.
Yeah. We hit right into Mazatlan there.
Yeah, and they canceled the next 2 days. It was marginal. You could have fished it, but it was, you know, it's a smart thing to do. But after that, conditions just went to crap.
Yeah.
And
currents all changed.
We had four knot currents there where we fished live bait.
Yeah. Four knots,
and that's unheard. That's Gulfstream current, right?
Yeah.
We never see that. You see two maybe. It's fast, and it just blew all the bait off. Blew all conditions up.
Yeah.
And this fish just weren't there. You know?
So
And there wasn't, there wasn't a single black marlin caught by any boat the entire tournament.
After that first tournament,
right?
After that first day of the first tournament, there wasn't a single black hook that I know of.
And that is what's made up the bulk of the qualifiers the last few years.
There were some big ones there. There were some big ones. It was all set up as a week before the full moon. The full moon was the first day of the Bisbees. It was,
It was game on.
It was game on.
199 boats, some of the best fishermen in the world were there.
And the thing about it, the last day of the tournament, if you were across the board and you caught a 300-pounder, or the biggest fish of the day, it was worth $7
million. $7
million. Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
That was crazy, like, man. What was that? It was like,
we had to get...
Making sure your connections are good, huh?
And Steve Lousy set up that we got the band back together on the Bad Company.
Yeah,
that was pretty fun.
Yeah. That
if they're going to break our record, we figured we might as well break our own. So.
Yeah, if they're going to break it, might as well be good.
Yeah, we tried, but it was a lot of, like you said, Pete, a lot of good fishermen there. Really good.
And there were boats from all over the world, right? Costa Rica, Florida.
Excellent guy, professional operation from Costa Rica and Florida. Yeah. And there was one of the boats that came around that, caught one, and I would have done the same thing. It brought it in, it was 285, and he was across the board. So it was like he missed it by $7 million a pound.
Oh, my
God. $1 million a pound.
Yes, $1 million.
Yeah, that's how short he was.
But crazy.
But the major is going to, a lot of it, they're going to give it back. Some of it's going to roll over to next year. So next year, pot's going to be just.
Yeah.
Peesh.
Are you fishing it next year?
I told Steve we have to somehow.
Yeah.
On something.
Got it.
A ponga or something.
So as a crew member, if you win, do you guys get a share?
Yeah, everybody. It's one thing about what we've always done is that everybody on the boat's equal. I mean, Steve can't run the boat without stuff in the back, and we can't catch him unless he runs over him.
Yeah.
So it's just shared out. So everybody does the same job.
So when $7 million on the line, you guys are going,
right? Us and 198 other boats.
Sure.
It's amazing. The tuna jackpot tournament just ended. They had 1.4 million in that tournament.
They had 1.4 in the tournament.
And the guy, I forget his name, runs a Lucky K. He won. And I think he was across the board. I think he's, don't quote me, but I think he's probably close to 700,000.
Wow. Awesome. How big was the fish, you remember?
230, I think.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
That's 1.4 in a tuna tournament.
That's crazy.
And 164 boats.
That's big. Yeah.
That's
big.
That's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going. So much great info coming your way. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Live from Tackle Days. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These out workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat, out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do.
This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we're pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product in stock and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your upcoming trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. You'll see the Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies within the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 6th.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live at Tackle Day having a great time. We got just the crowds going, the food's cooking.
They're lining up to get in the booth, right?
There is definitely a line for the outside booth. The inside guys are cranking. I don't even want to see what it's like in there. We're having a great time this morning.
So Doug Kern is here. Doug, busy morning. Look at the line to get into the outside booth. When's that opening up?
The ceremonial cutting of the ribbon will happen right after I get off the radio here. We're going to open up a little early, so anybody that wants to come into the outside booth, but the inside, like Rick said, it is
wide open.
Crazy in there. I mean, there are some deals going on, and everybody knows it, and it's our 16th annual, so I think people just know it's just on autopilot now. You know, people show up, they get their
deals.
Do
you always worry about people showing up?
The only thing I worry about is the weather.
Yeah.
And I've stopped worrying about that because when it rains, they put on their slickers and come down anyway. They're fishermen.
Last year it poured and it was great. We just hang out, sell some fishing tackle.
So today it's going on now until 3 o'clock or so?
Yeah, the outside booth, 20 vendors, Friends of Rollo, raffle, and all kinds of cool pick-a-box and all the stuff they're doing. All the festivities outside goes till 3 o'clock. We've got 3 different raffles throughout the day. The Shimano casting contest is already going underway out there, and so I got to watch that for about 2 minutes. So that's always my probably favorite part of the whole show.
We just had Kevin on, and he's got the boats there.
I didn't see the boat, but he said he was bringing a fully rigged, awesome 28-footer, and then we've got the Pete Gray special down there. The Point Loma surf shuttle.
Well, don't forget about lobster hooping.
And lobster hooping.
Yeah.
It's the weatherman cooperated. It's just going to be a great day. And then inside the store, we will be here right up till 6, but we close promptly at 6.
Okay. And the deals end then.
Yes. So if you want to come down and buy something, I would get here by 5 o'clock, because if you want to get some line on a reel and buy a rod and reel or some jigs or some fluorocarbon, that kind of thing, we will be here in the store until 6 o'clock.
Okay, and all the deals, the Gamakatsu, the cigar fluorocarbon, all that stuff goes till 6 o'clock outside, inside. Like 3 o'clock, it closes outside.
3 o'clock, the last raffle starts at 2:30. When we're done with that, all you're going to see is reps and booths just falling down and driving out of this parking lot.
Bart Hall doesn't know anything about that.
No.
Bart Hall, step up to the mic here.
He doesn't know anything about people flooding at the end of the event.
Yeah. Are you going to be here, too, to tell people that not to take their booth down?
Yeah, exactly. You can't leave until it's time to go.
No. You know, we need to at least get a recording of Bart that just says, the show is still going on. No.
We close at 7. Please keep your carts out of the aisle.
Exactly.
If you want to pack it up, just fine, but stay in your booth.
That's right, buddy. That's right.
We need another one that says, "The show is now closed. Thank you for coming. Please exit from the door from which you entered."
That's right.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I've only heard it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Jenny has just
That's cool.
So what's going on, Bart?
Hey, Bart.
Well, hi. Isn't this great to be here? I love this day.
Yeah.
Way to go, Doug. Another successful event, another successful radio show. I've been asked about 1,000 times lately, what's going on with the Fred Hall Show. So I am going to tell you now. This is very important. First of all, I have nothing bad to say about the Fred Hall Shows, of course, because it's named after my father. Yeah. And we've created them through the years through Jenny and I and Mike and Tim and Katie and Dave and all the people in the industry. But currently, and the people who now own the name the Fred Hall Shows absolutely have the right to use it in the way they see fit. But nobody who is currently involved in the Fred Hall Shows is involved in them going in the future. It's all different. And so you have to think about how shows evolve, how your show evolves. There's other radio shows, but this is a show that you've established because of your communication with the industry. The same with us. We've always supported the community, the fishing community. The fishing community supports the fishing industry. The fishing industry responds to the fishing community. Well, I'm afraid that going forward now, the Fred Hall Shows will probably, they could be great shows. I'm not saying don't go, but they will not be supported by the same people that supported the fishing community in the past. So we're planning on doing some shows in 2023. We decided not to do in 2022. I talked to Doug about this. You know, the manufacturers can't deliver. Look at what Doug's doing. He's doing a sale today. This is crazy. He can sell everything he can possibly get. So anyway, going forward into the future, there will be shows produced by people who support the fishing community into the future. The Fred Hall shows that are going on now are probably going to be, they could be great, they could be fantastic, but they probably won't be the Fred Hall shows you're thinking about. I think most of the major sponsors are not participating. Many of the major tackle companies, many of the major landings and the travel people are not participating. So it's going to be different. Could be great, could be fantastic, but I don't want people to think about the Fred Hall shows and then go and be disappointed and then think about my family name and be upset about it. So that's all I wanted to get out there into the public.
All right, Bart. Well, thank you. Thanks for that.
We'll see you in 2023.
Okay. All right, Bart. Well, thanks Bart. For coming down. You can hang out here at Tackle Day?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day.
All right. Great. Nice, Bart. Nice to hear you. Hey, we've got some very patient people hanging out. Hollis from Santee still around?
There's Hollis, yeah.
Hollis is here. Morning, Hollis. Thanks for hanging in there.
He warned me that he was going up in the casting contest, so I thought we might have missed him. But anyways, morning,
I'm
Hollis.
Waiting for it, that's for sure.
All right.
So just an easy question here. I've got 2 8-year-olds that are getting into fishing. What's a good method of getting them into more boat action, and what's a good setup for them?
Guys, we have a good pair of Pete.
Yeah.
Any
two guys that both have been through having kids at that age going fishing.
Yeah. Doug,
and I'll be standing by for this answer, too, let me tell you.
Yeah, Rick's going next here. He's going to have one on the way next year.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Doug, you probably outfit a lot of guys.
Here's
that
a calendar for you, Hollis.
Thanks, Hollis.
I have 3 grandkids right now. I had 2 daughters, and the 2 best ways to get kids into fishing, number one would be bay fishing if you have access to a private boat. Make sure that you have good weather, make sure that you have good tides, get some information so that you can get bites. It doesn't matter what you catch. They just want to see a little fish wiggle. Their eyes will light up like crazy. And it's not about the parent. It's not about the adults. Everything has to be geared towards the excitement of the kid. Those first few fishing trips are critical. If you take them in bad weather and the dad's fishing and puts the kid over in the corner, you hope you catch one kid, you're going to turn them off to fishing for the rest of their life. The other way is a half-day boat. That is a family-friendly atmosphere. They love going in there and getting treats in the galley and having a cheeseburger and feeding the birds, sardines and anchovies. It's a 6-hour trip, so even if they're not fully gung-ho about it, it's not, you're not putting them out there too long. Also there's freshwater avenues, I'm assuming you're talking about wanting to get into the saltwater realm of things, but certainly going to Lake Cuyamaca and setting up. And when they're bored, let them run around. Don't tell them, hey, sit down, you got to watch the rod tip. Let them feed the birds. Let them chase the squirrels, whatever they want to do. And when they're over it, go in. Don't force them to stay out. Ideally, if you can catch them 1 or 2 fish in my daughter's first trip, my oldest daughter, we went for 45 minutes in the bay. She caught 3 sand bass. She still remembers that trip. And she still loves going in her 30s now, going out in the bay fishing with me. So make it about the kid. Make it fun. Make every, you know, we all dislike sea lions. I was going to use this harsher word, but I won't. But, you know, take them over to the buoys out there and show them the sea lions. Oh, look at that. Aren't they cute? I mean, give them the whole experience.
Make the biggest deal out of everything.
Yeah.
Every mackerel is the biggest deal.
The right time of year, you go out and... You know, when the mackerel are biting,
yeah.
And you put kids in there and they're catching four at a time,
yes.
You know, they just go nuts, and they don't care where it is.
You're not kidding, Pete. I've taken the grandkids over to the bait receiver when it's wide open, and that's when they're barely learning how to cast. They can cast it 5 feet,
yeah.
Let it sink, and they got one.
Their own fish.
And my kids call them macaronis. And
yeah.
I got another macaroni. Just make it a great, fun experience. And
that's great.
When they're over it, go
good
home.
Advice.
What's a good starter rod for them, reel and rod?
Again, in the bay, it's going to be like a 6-pound test spinning rod. Use small tackle so you get more bites. You're not looking for that 4-pound tournament sand bass. So just a little, you know, everything's a little downsized for the younger ones. So like a 5.5-6 foot spinning rod of some sort on the half-day boat. Probably nothing more than like a Tranx 300 or 400 size reel that, you know, maybe you cast out for them. Maybe even hook and hand a fish. But as much as they can have the rod in their hand and feel the bite, that's always a good thing. On the half-day boat, you know, maybe a 10 or 12-pound spinning rod up to a 20-pound test Tranx of some sort with an inshore. You don't want to put a big clunky saltwater, you know, Trinidad, you know.
Yeah. Heavy. Something fun.
Yes, something easy to handle.
Easy to handle, yeah. Hey,
awesome.
Hollis,
thanks
for coming down to Tackle Day. Appreciate
contest.
That. Hey, look who's here, Rick from Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon. Step up to the mic there, Rick. Step up to the mic.
How's that? Good?
Yeah,
beautiful.
Perfect. So we talked about it for the last couple weeks. Doug was on the show last week. We talked about it. Lots of great Gamakatsu deals today.
Yes. I mean, Doug was nice enough to do buy two, get one free on hooks.
Yeah.
He's also doing...
That's all the Gamakatsu hooks.
That's all the Gamakatsu hooks.
All of them. Including
of them.
The new number two, number four
all
Nautilus.
All of them.
Which is...
And they have inventory
the
because he put in an order just before this event, and we were able to ship, I would say, 95, 96% of that.
Wow.
Also, Gamakatsu actually distributes the Sea Falcon lure, and
right.
Doug was nice enough to bring some Sea Falcon in, and I think he's doing buy two, get one free on lures also.
On Sea Falcon.
That's
on
all, Sea Falcon.
That's all in the outside booth.
On the
yeah,
outside
all,
booth.
All of it.
Okay.
And we have been sitting on that Sea Falcon for several weeks now. People keep coming in after the shows. We kept it just for Tackle. We could have sold every single one of them. We saved it just for today.
Okay.
Now, the key is... You can win stuff. You buy $30 worth of hooks or any Gamakatsu, come to our booth. We're going to give you a two-sided blue box. It's really a nice box. You're also going to be put into a drawing. They're going to do 5 Sea Falcon hats an hour. You have to be present. All you really do is fill out a ticket with your cell phone, and then we'll call you if you've won. If you buy Sea Falcon or Gamakatsu, you're also in an hourly drawing. For there's 5 drawings total. The package is well over $100. It's a couple of Sea Falcon lures, some hooks to rig them, a dry bag, a blue box, a few other little goodies inside.
So you buy the hooks either outside or inside.
And then bring them
and
to
And then bring
booth.
Them to your booth.
Yeah.
And then you get in on all that great goodies.
All stuff. The free stuff. You sign up for the raffles. And it's really as supplies last, so... You know,
get here early.
Yeah, get here early.
Yeah, all right, Rick.
There's more supplies on a ship out of Long Beach.
Yeah.
We can go up and pick it up for you.
Yeah, grab the skiff. We'll go get it.
It's probably not Long Beach. It's probably Seattle.
Thanks, Rick.
Gamakatsu,
thanks for all the support. Appreciate that very much. Brian Westminster, you're around or are you shopping? Oh, he's right
hey,
here.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Need a recommendation for a rod to pair up with a Talica 16 for like fishing Guadalupe.
Doug?
You know, I would answer that, but I want Rick to answer that because he's been there recently, and he has some very good, fresh information.
Talica 16, the rod that I like. I mean, several great models. First one that comes to my mind is the Calstar Graphfighter 875 Extra Heavy. That's a rod that I like to do 60-pound test with. It's a 7.5-foot rod, soft enough in the tip section that it's great for fishing a real short fluorocarbon top shot.
Is that a rail rod?
Yeah, exactly. Like a general purpose 7.5-foot cast a bait, very easy for every person to fish with rod. Another fantastic choice would be this rod that we're giving away today, Calstar Graphfighter 800. That one happens to be a double XH, but still a rod that you could fish 60-pound on. A 7400 XH would be another favorite choice of mine. I mean, lots of good options, but if I was just picking one right now, Calstar Graphfighter 875 Extra Heavy.
All right.
That's the
Here's a calendar
general
for you, our
cover,
last one.
Cover every situation.
2022 Bill Varney calendar, which is
nice.
Cool stuff, yeah.
We call that the Bible around here.
Yeah.
we do. I mean, everybody buys one, puts it up in their garage, and for the rest of the year you got the tides, you got all the events listed. It's great.
The one thing that we haven't really covered yet, I know we talked about all the big Friends Aralo raffle that's going on. The other thing that we haven't really covered was the Tackle Day raffle, of which the dollars do support Friends Aralo. So, you know, the money that we earn, we cut a big check to Friends Aralo at the end of it. But this will be the richest raffle that we have ever had.
Look at all
since,
that stuff
yeah.
over there.
And with as much
Mrs.
stuff.
Mrs. Max has got a whole bevy.
With as much stuff as we have double that in gift certificates and things that are not tangible up on the table. But, you know, trips on the Royal Polaris, on the Shogun, the Searcher, all of our sport boats from here in Point Loma Sport
Wait
Fishing.
Wait a minute, I see
tackle.
A pair of Durango boots. Is that a lakeside thing?
Well, that's it. That's as close as a guy can come to getting a pair of boots right about now, let me tell you. They're not easy to come by. But, yeah, I just wanted it to be known that we do three raffles throughout the day. Every one of these manufacturers that are displaying, they all donate to the raffle. That's one of the only thing that Doug asks is that they provide a raffle prize. So, again, just it just should be mentioned, a huge raffle.
And how do you get in on the raffle?
Just come on up to the booth. My
the
lovely
booth is
wife,
right
Dallas.
Next to where we're broadcasting.
Yep.
There, yep.
And
right across from AFCO and United Composites.
Yeah, can't miss it. We do one of the raffles after each of the seminars. So we'll be doing three throughout the day, and it's just an awesome thing. And again, you're supporting Friends Aralo by hopefully winning a bunch of really, really good stuff.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So that's going to be going on through the day.
Yeah.
And then the final one will be, and you must be present to win.
You got to be present to win. At the conclusion of each seminar, we usually wait 10 or 15 minutes for everybody to gather back up. We sell raffle tickets. It's one of those, you know, you get one for a buck, you get six of them for $5, and so on and so forth. You know, the little bit more you spend, the little better your odds get. And then we just tear a ticket, raffle it off. If you're going to leave, find a kid, give them your extras if you're not going to stay for the next round. And we just do a bunch of great stuff. It's 100% donated by all of our friends in the industry. And we hope that we can raise a bunch of money and give Rollo a big check.
Cool. Mo from Vista.
What's up, Mo?
Thanks for coming down, Mo.
Good morning, guys. I just want to thank Dave Hansen for his saltwater guide. And appreciate the subscription. And I'm glad Bart was here because that was my other question. Are they going to have a Fred Hall show this year?
And, yep, there is going to be a Fred Hall show.
Yeah, but it's not, may not be the same. So thanks, Bart.
All right.
Thanks,
hey,
Mo.
Thanks, Mo. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning these amazing prizes. We're giving away Maui Jims, Calstar Rod, and the Filet Knife. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, is it time?
Yeah, it's time.
We have some amazing prizes.
So Doug Kern picked three because we have three prizes to give away, and we have them face down. We don't know
who they are. Yep.
So now we're going to draw for the Anza fillet knife.
So first off, a brand new custom Anza fillet knife is going to Lance in Vista.
You've got
to
be here,
Lance. You have to be here. So this is the Anza fillet knife.
Lance, are you here?
We're looking for Lance. If Lance is not here, then we're going to draw another one.
So go ahead and move on.
Yeah, so we're going to move on. And for the Maui Jim sunglasses, the brand new Equators is Carl Bradford from Escondido. Carl, we're looking for you for the Maui Jims.
Carl Bradford.
All right. Carl B. Crawford.
Sunglasses.
Congratulations.
Right there.
Okay.
All right.
And
yeah, take the box and everything. Yeah.
Again, we're still looking for Lance and Vista. Last up, brand new CalStar 800 double extra heavy. Congratulations, Todd Johnson from Costa Mesa.
Todd Johnson.
You got a brand new CalStar graphite.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Oh, he's stoked,
man.
Oh,
awesome.
Watch your glasses there.
Awesome.
Hey, you rocked your glasses. Don't step on them.
Don't step backwards.
And we have a great show. Seminars going on today.
Yep. 9:15, Captain Bill Cavanaugh, the Intrepid. 12 o'clock, the pro team from the California Flyer Company at 1:30, Steve Carson, our pen pro.
Yeah, all right. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Going to be a great show. Thanks to Bill for being here. Thanks to all our help here. Thanks to Chris in the studio there. And then, of course, Arnie Adam for doing all he does. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Be sure to come in to Tackle Day going on all day today. And thanks for everybody for coming out today. Appreciate all your help, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.